Are you ready?
Come on.
Okay, well, so let's get started. Now, this Shabbos we just told us, I want to speak this evening about something which is not really directly connected to Parshat Toldos at all, but it's an interesting question relating to the laws of your day, the Spasa Mechalos. See how we get to it. It's an interesting journey to get there a little bit. Here in the Parshat Toldos, we read, of course, of the plan that Yitzhak Avinu has to give the bracha to his firstborn son Esau, and then Rivka gets wind of the plan. So it says in Parak Chav Zayin Pasuk Ches that she instructs him. She says, "Listen, I hear what's going on here. So here's what I want you to do. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Pasuk Ches Lech Maratzon Mekachli Misham Shnei Gidoye Izim Tovim." Go out to the flocks and get two gedoye izin, two goat kids, two good goat kids, and I'll fix them up. And I'll fix them up as delicacies to your father, like he likes. So a few psukim later, Yaakov goes ahead and does it, and Pasuk Tezayin says she takes it. The eight oros gedoye izim. She took the skins from these two gedayim, these two goat kids, and she put them on his hands and on his throat, his neck. He should feel hairier because he should more resemble Esau. That's the psukim here in our sefer. A few parshas later, in Parshas Vayeshev, we find the second time that gedayim izim are brought up, not necessarily the most complimentary of occasions, but it says in Perek Lamed Ches, Parshas Perek Lamed Ches, in Pasuk Tez Zayin, when Tamar, who had been married to Yehuda's first two sons, both of whom died while they were married to her, and so she dressed herself up as a prostitute, it says in Pasuk Tez Zayin, Yud Zayin of Parak Lamed Ches and Parashat Vayeshev, 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 So Pasuk Zion, Vayomer, Anochi Ashavaki Di Izim, and I'll send you a goat kid from the flock. And she said, okay, if I told him, Titain Erevon, you have to leave a deposit, you have to leave something with me, so I'll know that you'll do it. And then later on in Pasuk Chav, she of course disappears. Yehuda kept his word in Pasuk Chav, Vayishach Yehuda's Gedi Ha'izim. He sent his kid, goat kid, Biad Rea Adomi, with his friend. And I couldn't find her. Okay, those are the psukim that I want to focus on. So we know that the Torah tells us with regard to the prohibition of eating meat and dairy, also the challah, that we have three times the phrase in the Torah, Lo Savashal Gidi Bachalevi Mo. It doesn't say Gidi Izim like in these psukim, it says Gidi. So first pasuk is in Parashas Mishpatim, in Parakhav Gimel of Shmos Pasuk Yud Tes, Chav Gimel Yud Tes and Shmos, the other Torah says, Gracious, because I must not be based on a kechel of Hashem Gidi, Machalei Bimo. Not allowed to cook a goat in the milk of its mother. That's the pasuk. So Rashi comments on that pasuk. Parshas Mishpatim, also Hashem Gidi, Machalei Bimo. Says Rashi, pasuk. When I say pasuk, you test. Yeah. So he says, long parak. Here is Kachav Gimel pasuk. You test. Rashi says, Lo Savashel Gidi. Af egel v'cheves b'chlal gedi. Don't think, says Rashi, that because the Torah has the expression of Vashel gedi, it only applies to goats. Not true. It doesn't only apply to goats. Don't think it's only gedi. But af egel v'cheves b'chlal gedi. Even calves, lambs, and other types of animals also included under gedi. She'ein gedi aloshen v'lad ra. Gedi just means it's a certain type of animal, soft animal and so on. Why do we know that? This is the Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. The Mashata Motzi, the Kalam Akamas, the Torah, Shekosov Gedi, the Hutzach Lefarish Acharav Izim. A couple of times, like the Psukim we saw, where it was Taka talking only about goats, that's what it was. She sent him to get a goat. Yehuda promised he'd give her a goat. There, the Torah used the expression Gedi Izim. So it doesn't just say kid, it says a kid of a goat. There it means Dafka goat. But the word Gedi by itself can include other types of animals. That's what Rashi says. Domestic. Kigon, he quotes the pasuk in Vayeshev. Hanochi Ashalak Gidi Izim. That's the pasuk by Yehuda. Or another pasuk, as Gidi Ha'izim, right? As is Gedayizim. So Shnei Gedayizim here also an Alpha. I'm sorry, the second one is also from Yehuda, Tzidizim. But then it quotes Alpha, so Shnei Gedayizim here and told us, Lamercha Shekol Mokom Shenemar Gedistam Af Egel Echeves Mashim. And then Rashi goes on and tells us something else important. Well, the Gimel Mekomos Nichta B'Torah, this phrase, most of Hashem Gedayim appears three times in the Torah, Kan, later on in the Lama Dal Chavav and Dormi Dal Chavav, we'll see in a second, Echad Lisa Achila, Echad Lisa Ano, Echad Lisa Bishol. There are three prohibitions involved with meat and dairy. Echad, three times in the Torah, three times the prohibition, three types of prohibitions. One is Isra Achila, you can't eat it. Number two, Isra Hano, you can't benefit from it, like selling it or you know, feeding it to animals. And Echad Lisa Bishol. It's all prohibited with Basu Chavav. Those three things. Okay, right. Derech Bishol Sotar. Derech Bishol Sotar, right. So that's what the pasuk says over there. As we mentioned, the other time, the second time this pasuk appears, it's actually an identical pasuk in Parshas Kisiso, in Parak Lamed Dalet of Shmos, pasuk Chavav. There again, it says Reishis Kukurad Mosfa Tavi Beis Hashem Akecha Lo Shereshega Libechalei Mo. There, Rashi doesn't go into great detail, okay? But he actually repeats it in the reverse order. First, he says Atar LaBasu Chavav V'Shalosh Panim Kasev Atar Echad LaChila. Gedi, Rashi says, call Vlad Rach the Masha, Af Ego the Chavis. Why? The Masha Hutzrach Lafarish, the Kamma Kamas, Gedi Izim. Okay, like it says there in Parzation, he doesn't give us any examples over here in his commentary in Kisi, so he gave him the Shvat. So maybe you remember from there. Lamanata Shagedi Stam, call Yonkim Masha, all these types of animals, these mammals that suckle from the mother, they're all included. So that's the, that's included. But not all. The name was on the name.
Yeah, but you can't cook a deer.
One second, there's a chayah. There's a chayah. Okay,
you can't cook a deer.
So one second, we'll see. Right now, so, yes, yeah, okay. So,
all these other animals. What about if it's not a little thing?
Okay, one second. So. But that's there are lots of emotions here. But what I'm trying to stress is that both places Rashi tells us, and we'll see in a moment at the Gemara, it's telling us the fact that it says, Gedi, don't think that this is limited to one particular type of species. It's others as well. The third time this sister appears is in Chumash Dvarim, Parashas Re'eh. There, the beginning of the Pasuk is something else entirely. It's Dvarim Perek Yedalot Pasuk Chaf Aleph. There it says, Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, you can't eat a Nevela. Nevela means an animal that dies in a way other than through proper Shita. It's 100% kosher animal. But you shot it, or it died of old age, or whatever. It didn't die through shita, okay? Or else the guy and kill the animal. Which that did not. That's called a nevela. Okay, or with a shita and messed up. Called lo sochu kol nevela. Like yeah, should be drechet to merachala. That you can give to the non-Jew. That's okay. That you can sell him. I mean, o machol and I give you the present. O machol and you can sell it. There's no isra hanah there. Okay, that's just plain non-kosher meat. If it's kosher meat, that was going to be okay. I'm kodesh atosh makecha. Again, it says lo tavat shel gedi b'chalei mo. Pasuk repeats, and that's the third time that we find that pasuk. Over there, Rashi doesn't say any of this stuff, okay? It doesn't say anything about the different types of gedi. It doesn't say anything about the three times why we have an issue. It says something else you learn from it. Okay, a set of things you remember. Okay, I just want to point out as a total side point that the Balaturim does have an interesting comment over there. The Perek Yedach is the third time, right? It's the third time we find that pasuk. He said three times for Yisrachil, once Yisrachil, once Yisrahano, and once Yisrabishol. So on that pasuk, Perek Yedach, pasuk Kafala, the Balaturim writes, Lo Sivashel, the Gematria, Yisrachil, Uvishol, Vahano. What do you know? Okay, cute. Balaturim. Typical Balaturim, right? The Gematria of Lo Sivashel is Yisrachil, Uvishol, Vahano. So all three things are hinted at. Okay. Now, the fact of the matter is, that's the most of the Gemara. It does not. That's the most famous idea of how we have these three surim. But, you know, it's not so perfect because most of us should be by chalei mo by itself. Just don't cook. And don't cook this meat with its mother's milk. Because it's a fire, you know what I mean. It's what about it? That's different animals, milk and so on. So we learn all these things out. But, you know, we take it for granted because we know the conclusion already. But the Gemara actually asked, in chulin kuf yun dalem beis, the Gemara actually asked a question. Amar Ravashi, minayin lebosim cholav she'asim achila. Gemara is a kasha. Ravashi wants to know how do we know what's the mukkah for the fact that bos it's a given bosim cholav she'asim achila. It's mishnayis and so on. But how do we know that's the chul and kuf yedavavis? Minayin Amar Rashi, Rashi is the one who got more oil. Minayin the boss of Chalav Shasa Machila. Okay? So the Gemara now, for the next couple of pages, has a bunch of different reasons, six different reasons actually, six different limudim, six different extrapolations or expositions from Psukim to figure out that we know that boss of Chalav is also Machila. You know, whenever you have so many, it's not so obvious. Okay, we know for sure, everyone knows that, every baby knows this, I'm just trying to point out in terms of the mucker, it's not as clear as we might otherwise expect. And that's what what the Gemara asked. So one of the, I guess, the most famous of the answers, it's probably the most famous, because the one Rashi quotes the Kovitz, Kuf Tes Rav Medbeis, is the Bay Rabbi Yishmael, the question was asked on Kuf Yudal Medbeis, the next page is the Bay Rabbi Yishmael Tana, okay, Lo Sivasha Griba Chalimo, Gimel Panim, Echad Lisa Achila, Echad Lisa Ano, Echad Lisa Bishol. So that's number five of six different answers. Again, it's the most famous one, because presumably because the one Rashi quotes the Chumash. But there are other answers to that question as well. Okay, but it's also, again, it's the most famous explanation. There's no one's question. There's no doubt that there's an issue of Basul Chol, right? There's nothing to eat Basul Chol. The Gemara is just trying to figure out what the Mokka is. Right. So we know this. Certainly in Tarshu Al-Peh. So the question is, do we have a Mokka port in Tarshu Al-Peh? That's what I'm saying. But the Tarshu Al-Peh tells us that this is to try to find some sort of basis in Tarshu Al-Peh. Anyway, that's the other reason that's the famous answer is because that's what appears in Shulchan Aruch too. The very first simon of Hilchos Basul Chol is Yoridea Simon Pei Zion. Kosel B'Tarlos Lashem Liba Chalimo Gimel Pomen Echad Lisa Bishov Echad Lisa Achila Echad Lisa Hano. Okay, so you might wonder, we did it before. So why did the Torah phrase it this unusual fashion? If an Isser, that we would say of the three things, the main thing that we think about is not eating. So why would it put it in this unusual formulation? So it says, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Vahotzi achila," and it's based on Rishonim. "Vahotzi achila b'lashon bishul lomar she'eno osim and hatorah ela derech bishul." The only time bus of chol meat and dairy are prohibited is if they've been cooked. They were cooked together. You have a cold piece of salami and a cold piece of cheese, and you eat them together. That would not be a biblical violation because it's not derech bishul. It wasn't prepared through cooking. Okay, but the rabbanon also chol inyan. The Shulchan Aruch said the rabbanon does it. Okay, but there's an important distinction to know whether it's the rice of the Rabbanon. There are more eds, and at the end of the Tifala, of Sun Pei Zayin, there are more eds, kol bas v'chol she'en osim in HaTorah, any bas v'chol is not osim in HaTorah, like the example we just gave before, if it wasn't derech bishul, it wasn't cooked together, it's still bas of the Rabbanon, but it's not in HaTorah. The difference is, it's mutter v'hanah. Okay, the iser hanah, okay, to derive the benefits on bas v'chol, that's only on Basim Chalas Asim Midoraisa. If it's only Asim Chalas Asim Chalas Rabbanan, you can't eat it. It's Rabbanan. We're from Jews. We keep the Rabbanan also. Okay, but it's not, but there's no Isana. That's what it says. Call Basim Chalas Shein Asim Chalas wasn't done through Bishul. So it's still Asim to eat with Rabbanan, but there is no Isra Hanon. That's what the.
But the Bishul,
that's a Machokas. I don't know what that right now. So that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The question is. So now we've included based on the psukim in our parsha here in parsha Tolga where it specifies gediyim, so it's determined that the iser does not only apply to gedi, it applies to other types of animals as well. The question is, what about if it's a non-kosher animal? Okay, what's the story if it's a non-kosher animal? Or what if it's a kosher? That's what I'm talking about. What if it's a kosher animal? It was a nevela. Okay, let's say I have nevela meat. It was a kosher animal. The kosher cow just wasn't slaughtered properly. And I eat that with milk. What's the status of that? That's the question that I'd like to look at now. What if it's a kosher animal? Well, what if it's not a kosher animal altogether? Okay, would there be a special iser basur chalav if you have milk with a non-kosher animal or not? And what if it's a kosher animal that wasn't shechted properly? That's what I'll look at. So we have the following a Mishnah in Chulin of Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay. Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph. The Mishnah says, that's the second Mishnah on the page, it says, Basar Behema Tahorah, Becholov Behema Tahorah, Basar from a kosher animal, any type of kosher animal, as we already discussed, Becholov Behema Tahorah, with milk of any kosher animal, doesn't have to be with its own mother, that thing will work out, it's not our issue now, okay? That's also Levashel, also Bana. So that's also, of course, to eat. And certainly, it's also in Bishlan, it's also about. But, Besar Behema Tahora, you have meat from a kosher animal. perfectly a nice, good piece of steak that you put at the glass store, right? The Sar Behemoth Torah, the Cholo Behemoth Tameya, if you mix that with milk from a non kosher animal, let's say horse milk or camel milk, whatever, yeah, then milk from other animals, all mammals give up milk, right? So non kosher animals also give up milk. So if you mix that, or you have the Sar Behemoth Tameya, if you have meat from a non kosher horse meat, okay? The Cholo Behemoth Torah, you mix that with regular camel milk. In those cases, says the Mishnah, mutter l'vasho or mutter b'hatal. It's mutter to cook it, and it's mutter on it. Now, Rashi explains right away, of course you can't eat it, because it's the meat's straight, or the milk is straight, one or the other. Okay? Well, that's the question. Hold on. So the Mishnah says, mutter l'vasho, just a moment, let's find the Rashi. I'm looking for it. You follow? So that's what the Rashi says, mutter l'vasho, mutter b'hatal. The Ainbo Mishum Basa Bechalov, there is no restriction of Basa Bechalov on non-kosher meat, even if it's with kosher milk, or non-kosher milk, even if it's with kosher meat. It doesn't matter. As long as one ingredient is non-kosher, there's no Ainbo Mishum Basa Bechalov, says Rashi. Can you go and get more? The Gemara will learn that. Well, Achila be also Mishum Yisatreya. I mean, Achila is also because the meat itself is not kosher, or the milk itself. One of the things is not kosher, of course, it's also meat. But the point of the Mishnah is that we don't have an additional Easter of Bishol and additional Easter of Hanah that does not go in. How do we know? So the Gemara asked Menon Mili. Okay. So.
You can sell that, in other words.
That? Yeah, right. That was correct. Okay.
The fact that they have to say that it's supposed to be. Is there a hafamina that once you mix them?
There should be another Easter. Like,
that or maybe, same way that you take, two Devarim and Mutarim, it becomes us, or maybe in this case, one's mutter, you can.
Okay, so hold the thought. So first the Gemara says, Menani Mili, how do we know this din that only applies to kosher animals? The Gemara says, Amar Lezer, well, Amar Kwa, the Pasuk says, in Parsha Vayesha, I don't know why they quote the Pasuk Vayesha first, it's told us comes before Vayesha, but it says in the Gemara, the Pasuk in Parsha Vayesha, Vayishach Yehuda Gidi Yizim, okay? Yehuda sent to Gidi Yizim. Rashi says, Menani Mili, the whole behemoth of Mashma, all kosher animals included. It says Yehuda said Gedi Izim, Yehuda said Gedi Izim. So it says the Gemara says this is the top of Kufi Gimel Beis and Kulin. Kan Gedi Izim, Abchol Makom Shema Gedi Stam. I feel a par rochel mashma. Since it says here Gedi Izim, that's how we know that when it doesn't specify Gedi Izim and it just says Gedi, it even means par is a cow, rochel is a ewe, it's not other type of animal. So the Gemara says 1 second. The Gemara says the Lelef Minav, maybe. The pasuk which says Gedi Izim is coming to what we call it Binyan Av, right? That's the paradigm. So not to say Gedi Izim every time. Once it says it once, that's going to get revealed for all the other times. It just means Gedi Izim. Why don't you say that? The Leila Fina, okay? Or says, no, Steve, that would come back to Parsha told us. Steve Kroachrina is another pasuk in our Parsha, told us. The Ace Oros Gedoya Izim, right? The Khan Gedoya Izim, HaKomakoshma Gedi Stalafil Parachom Mashma. Right, we have our pasuk too. The Gemara says again. So Malelef Minei, let's learn from that. We said no, that's Havu Shnei Ksuma Ban Keachot. The Chol Shnei Ksuma Ban Keachot Ein Malamdim. We have a rule that most agree to. When you have one pasuk, so you could say that one pasuk is a paradigm, and everything else we learn from there. When you have two psukim that include the same message, then we assume that that's not a paradigm because it was a paradigm. We only said it once, and everyone learns once you say it twice. That means, no, those two are specific, and you can't learn anything else out from that. That's the rule called Shnei Ksuma. It comes up in numerous places in Shas. Shnei Ksuma Bon Kechot Ein Melamdin. Okay, you can't. What's that? Say it again.
Shnei Ksuma
Bon Kechot. That's what I mean. Okay, with one message, I guess. Okay. Shnei Ksuma Bon Kechot. Yeah. So the Rashi explains, Kan Pishon Kosh Gedi Zem Izim Hoya. Here, by Yehuda and also by Rivka and Yaakov and our parasha, it says specifically the Gedi Izim. Right? The other psukim doesn't say. You don't need to explain it because it went from the Venela. It means everything, the other psukim. Venela, Gzeira, Shavamine, might be on Makani, you have to be on the Shavamine. Well, the answer is no. We have a rule. Snake, Shavamine, Kecha, Engel, Abom, Kecha, Engel, Engel. Then the Gemara says, but not everyone agrees to that principle. Hani, Cholaman, Dama, Engel, Engel. That's true if you talk a hold. Which many do, but not everyone does. Right? That's the sugi elsewhere. And it says, Elamando, Elamdin, Maikamando, Tremiutik, the Easing, Ha Easing, period. The extra hey is actually hey, the Sibachal Chamiutu. We have a miut from the Ha Easing. Just as an interesting side point, for 1 second, the truth of the matter is, when I read it to you before, were all together four psukim. There were two here in Toldos, and there were two here in two there in Vayesha, right? That all said Yidei Yizim. So even if you hold snakes on one kechar in Malham, they got four psukim here, right? Not only that, but also somewhat mystifying is that in referencing both sources, the Gemara is a side point, but it's an interesting stuff. The Gemara here in Chulin, Kupta Yom Beis, in referencing both the psukim in Vayesha, the source in Vayesha, and the source in Arsad in Toldos, quotes the second of the two psukim, both times. Like again, we said that there were altogether four psukim. So let's look at our sefer, since the Parsha told us this week, right? First, Rivka says to Yaakov in Pasuk Ches, Lechna l'Atar Chavzayin, Lechna l'Atzor v'kachon shom shnei gedoye izim tov. That's not the Pasuk the Gemara quotes. The Gemara quotes the later Pasuk, Pasuk Chav, the Ace Oros gedoye izim, he'll be shayadav v'al Talkei Tzavar. Quote the second Pasuk. Same thing in Vayesha. First, Yehuda says, I'll send you a Gedi'izim. That's not the Pasuk or quote. The quote the Pasuk later on when he sent the Gedi'izim, they couldn't find the woman anymore. So it's a very interesting comment to Tarzan. It's not interesting. The Tarzan here in Toldos, Tarzan Oschet, he says, it's a little strange, right? He says, why'd they bring all the other, you know, the second Pasuk in each case? And he says, Rashash, others pointed out, and he says, I don't like your answer. He says, Avaladati Niraboru. The road to Gemara Lahavi Raya Miloshan HaTorah Atzma. What's the difference? Yeah, from the narrative. In the first pasuk, let's use our Sedra's example. Rivka's talking, right? Rivka says, "Go to the field, go to the flock, lechna l'tzon, v'kachu misham shnei." She's talking. She can't necessarily bring a raya. That was how she spoke. That was the way she talked. You can't bring a raya from when somebody said, right? Not so different. But it's the Torah's narrative. Here the Torah is reporting her words, perhaps verbatim. The quote, that's what she said. She doesn't know this Russia, right? She didn't learn the Gemara, whatever. But you can't extrapolate from there. But from the language of the Torah itself, okay, so that is, the Torah says, that's the Torah's narrative. That's the same thing. Later on, it's not a matter of Rivka. Yehuda didn't learn either. Okay, who didn't know this Rush either? The first pasuk is Yehuda saying, I'll send you a Gedi'izim. So that's his narrative. That's the talk. You can't derive a halacha or a principle in terms of biblical meaning from somebody's private words. Yeah.
Are we supposed to learn?
Good. You could
something about
sure.
The conversation being so dear
and general. Absolutely, have that message.
Yeah, but
it's valuable in terms of it's valuable in terms of the message, in terms of what we can learn from it. But in terms of terms of understanding a linguistic point. Okay, not that you can't, but the Tartini is making a suggestion. You don't have to accept. Right, if you have a choice to take something that the Torah itself presents as opposed to citing somebody's word, maybe that's the way he spoke. It doesn't mean he's wrong to say it, but if you're trying to derive a biblical language, a point in biblical linguistics, it's better to take from his part of a narrative than part of what somebody says. That's the Tartini, you don't have to accept it. That's the Tartini suggestion. I thought it was a very, very fascinating suggestion. Okay, but to getting back to the main issue at hand here, okay, so now, as I said, so we have the din that the Mishnah says clearly in Kufyub Gimel, the Mishnah on which the Gemara is based, the Mishnah says clearly that the Isser of Basel Chalav does not apply whether if the behemoth is a tomato or if the milk is a tomato, certainly both ingredients are tomato, but even if only one is tomato, it doesn't apply. The Rambam accepts this lahalacha per test. Hilchos Macholos Asturis. That's where the Dinah Mevos Macholos was found. Hilchos Macholos Asturis, Perek Tes. So in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ein Itzim and Ein Asim in HaTorah, it's only biblically forbidden, Ein Asim in HaTorah, Ela Basar Behemah Tahorah, Becholah Behemah Tahorah. Okay? Shanah Malos Vashar Libi Chalei Vimo, Ugedi Ukola Vlad HaShor, Vlad HaSev, Vlad HaEis, right? Gedi means all the animals. Ad she yifrot we only give these. Let's specify the meaning like we said. Okay. Below never gedi we chayim. Let's see where cousin the Torah says for different reasons. Avo b'sar behemah tahora shabat bishlu b'chalav behemah tayah. You took a non-kosher animal, took horse meat, okay, dog meat or whatever, and you cooked it with milk of the regular milk, regular milk from the store cow milk, or b'sar behemah tayah shabat b'chalav behemah tayah. You took said it backwards. Star behemoth Torah. You took kosher meat. You took a steak, a kosher animal, and you mixed it with non-kosher milk, camel. You can buy camel milk. Okay. So you took, if you took steak, a regular kosher steak, a kosher meat, and you mixed it with chalav behemah tameya, milk from a non-kosher animal, or the reverse, sar behemah tameya. You take horse meat, you mix it with chalav behemah tameya, mutter levashel, umutter behano. Okay, mutter levashel, mutter behano, ve'ein chalav achiloso, bishul bas v'chol. So the three things, mutter behano, it's mutter and bishul, he paskin. And also, you would not violate the issur of eating non-kosher meat or non-kosher milk, but you would not violate the issur of bas v'chol. So paskin is right. Right. What they said. That's true. Actually, we'll get to that. Actually, Rav Yosef has a tshuva about some fellow who was pressed for work and so on. He was able to get a chef preparing non-kosher. You know, you have a job as a chef preparing non-kosher food. What's he allowed to do? What's he allowed to do? To some extent, it probably comes up every now and then. Now, if we look in the tour, in the Oradeus and Pei Zion, the tour makes a very interesting comment. The tour writes, like he said, and so on. And then he says, okay, and likewise, basar chayav oath needs from like a deer, from a chaya or from a chicken, even with milk, that's not the raisa. Okay, meat and milk, chicken and milk is not the raisa. Yes. I'll get to Nebel yet. First, I'm talking about tomato. We'll get to that. Anyway, the tour right, if you have, again, we're not talking about chicken and milk, but chicken and milk is also not the right, so that's not to be. It's not the chalev yimo. There's no milk, no mother's milk with the chickens, right? So, anyway, but we back to Machokas in the Mishnah, we assume, Mahalocha, most assume, some Rishon, not most assume, that Pasu Chol, chicken and milk is the Rabban, Pasu Rabban. Anyway, Balatosis and Mashal want to say it's the right, and there's another sheet of Yosef Aglili in the Mishnah says, look, they're all together, even the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, in his town, they would eat chicken and milk. He was a rabbi, he was a posting in his town before, I guess, he voted and codified in his town. They used to eat, like the Gemara says in the Rabbanan, the Mila, that they would do the Machshir Mila, they would violate Shabbos to Machshir Mila also. He was the chief rabbi of that town. So they accepted his Chakalach. But anyway, so but the Rambam says, again, listen carefully. I will besar tahor b'chol the Torah, the Torahs. I will besar tahor b'chol behemet tmei. I will besar tmei b'chol tara. I will besar chayvo b'chol tara. Eino ela midrabbana. It's only us midrabbana. Umutter b'bishul uvahana. But it's mutter and bishul uvahana. Okay, that's what the Torah says. So the Beis Yosef has a bit of a problem with that phrase. Eino ela midrabbana. What do you mean? It's only midrabbana. What midrabbana? Eating is the raisa. Besar behemet tmei or chol behemet tmei. Is Asr Doraisa. What's the Rabbanan? No, but that's the same. Well, what? The Beis Yosef wonder, so what does it do for you? So you've now violated the Rabbanan. I know, but he said, but there's no, but the Beis Yosef says, it's all the Dilchus
B'chol.
And
I tell you, within the context.
I know, but what is it? The Rabbanan imposed something, so what did it do? It was already Asr to eat. And Hanan, Bishul Smoker. So what did they accomplish? Somehow the tour is implying that there was some it's a drabbanan in this mix, right? On the meat, non kosher meat with kosher milk with there, horse meat with milk. It says also that he writes it's also drabbanan. Says the base of what's the drabbanan? That's also the right to eat, right? Because horse meat is also the right. So what? And bishul I know is the chmutter, right? So then did I tell him? By the way, now he violates the right. So it looks like drabbanan, but it's called it's funny.
Look what you have to eat horse to live.
Okay, so let's see. He says like this. He says, first of all, he says, the lashon of and the chuvan, sheklal din bas behemet tar b'chol behemet tmei b'shar b'msar tmei b'chol tar in din b'sar chayv op b'chol tar and the heidel in shol gazol b'shul and elstam ain't shavim. Okay, it's true that it's similar to chicken in terms of there's no isur b'shul hisana, but there's a big difference. Chicken is taka also machil drabanan too, because not also the raisa, but non-cooked horse meat is also the raisa. The runner don't have to impose an insert when it's already an insert deraisa. Okay, what do they do? So he says you can connect that to the teacher and preacher. Well, what he meant when he said Asarban is just going on the oath part. But it doesn't look like that from the words. You know, it doesn't flow. But that you can say you have to put the parentheses in a different place or, you know, like in math, you put the brackets or whatever. So you're not only modifying one thing, not the other. It's a little difficult, but he says the whole thing, you know, it's not what he meant. It can't be. There's no point in imposing it to Rabbanan. Doesn't accomplish anything. The Bach, several times saying outside. The Bach says, no, no. The Torah knows what he's talking about. Why? Because with regards to a couple of other dinims, it's not interesting, okay, there is a din in Hilchos Masor B'Challah, and perhaps one of the Yisum Torah, called Chaticha Nafes Nevela. Chaticha is not really typical rabbinic, those who study for Smicha have to know this. Okay, so I'll call your attention to the Bach points out. Later on, this was Siman Pei Zion with the book at. Let's look at Siman Tadi Beis for a second. There, the halacha is as follows. We know there's a din called Bitul B'Shishim, right? That if you have a mixture, so there's a certain ratio, the mixture is mutter. Okay? So, if you need 60 against whatever, 60 against the to become mutter in a mixture. So we look in, what I say, Siman Tzadi Beis. Siman Tzadi Beis. In Siv Gimel, the topic there, the din is enough for chol of derech shabbosar. Milk, but I don't take spilt. I don't take spilt into the pot of meat. Okay, so it says as follows: Kishen nesra chaticha machmas acholav nafis kol achaticha iser. Listen carefully. Let's say I have a piece of meat and some milk got mixed up with the meat, and there wasn't enough in that meat to nullify the milk, so the milk flavor is imparted into the meat. That becomes now bas v'chov, and now I eat that piece of meat. Okay, now let's see that. Let's say that piece of meat gets mixed up with lots of other pieces of meat. Okay, now together there's a lot more meat now. There's certainly shishim against that little bit of milk that's built into the piece. In the one original piece, there wasn't enough. Okay, but now it's with 20 other pieces, so there is enough.
Measuring
the halacha of chaticha nas nevela is kishenesa chaticha machmas acholav. Now, it's not going to suffice to have, no, it's too late. Once the meat and milk were blended in that one piece, now it's a brand new entity called Basa B'Challah, and you want to be able to nullify that, you got to measure against the whole piece of meat, okay, in the next, that's what it says, okay. In Bishloi Macheros, Sarach Shishim Levatel Kula, now you need, you're not enough to have 60 against the milk, the 60 piece of meat against that, exactly, okay. So that's what the Shalom of rules there in Siman Tzadi Beis is Gimel. But the Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Lo Amru Chaticha Ato Nasa Nela Ela Basa B'Cholav Ava Lo B'Shari Surim. That's the one to many of us, Mechaber passes that way. That's a special homer, a special din by Basa B'Cholav. If it's something else, if it's you have other type, that's a further question. Okay? But below Lo B'Shari, for example, he says, Kizayas Chelev. If you have chaylev is fats that are not allowed to be eaten, that got mixed in with a chaticha, it doesn't have 60, therefore became usher. And then it got cooked with that piece got cooked with other stuff. Then you only need 60 against what? Against the original chaylev. That's what it says over there. So says the Bach, back in our topic, hold everything. I'll tell you where the Torah is right. It does make a difference because we asked, the Beis Yosef asked on the Torah, what good does it say you have a piece of horse meat, let's say with milk? And we said, he says, it's also drop on him. What good does it say it's also the rice already? Oh, but it's only also the rice that's called shari surim. That's not pas b'chol. So, but now that it's also the rabbanon, it's going to be chaticha nafsevela and din the rabbanon level. You know, the title pas b'chol on a rabbinic level will now bring with it some of the stringencies associated with pas b'chol. It says the Bach, that's maybe what the Torah has in mind. You follow? So that's, like the Mechaber said, not everyone agrees, and the Rambam anyway says chaticha nafsevela by other surim. Also, that's a major machlokes not for now. Okay, but the point is, if you hold that way, which Mechaber holds, and the Torah holds that way too, so the Bach answers, there is a chalos that is a drabbanah. True, eating by itself, that you don't need a drabbanah to eat, there's already also the rice to eat. But it comes to a tarovis, you want to label it as chaticha nafsevela, that's already Basu Chalos. That's going to apply on a Drabbanan level. So says the Bach. That's his Lama doesn't explain the Torah. And not only that, but he has one other area where it may make a difference, and that is in the scheme of Kuf Aleph, back in Echos Tarovitz, something called Chaticha Haroya L'Skabe. Okay, we mentioned before that there's a din of Bittul. Okay, and Bittul means when you have a certain amount, more than 60, let's say, against the kosher thing. But there's another din in the scheme of Kuf Aleph, we are there, called Din Chaticha L'Skabe. And the Chuv Chabah writes, Chaticha L'Skabe, Dina Kimber Dafil Be'elef Lo Botla. There's a special Chumrah, and if you have a regular piece of meat, but it's not just a regular piece, this is the greatest, best cut you would serve this to the president of the United States. really apologize. You serve this to whoever you like. I don't know. You serve this to the royal table. You serve this to the most personal and the happy the most, whatever it may be. Okay, so that's called the Chatikol Eskabes. Then I don't care if you have 100 pieces together. It doesn't work. That's a special Chumer, Chatikol Eskabes. I'm feeling this through. So one second. So he says, so chashev that it's Chatikol Eskabes. That's the thing. So now, so says the Bach again. But that's also, that's a Chumer, like the Tzai Sif Beis, and the Chava writes, Ein lo din Chatikol Eskabes, ela in kain, Sura machmas atzma kagon nevelo bosu l'cholov. Or in nesa machmas akibu tam iser. Okay, he says there's something that came out kosher because of some other flavor that got mixed in. Then the chumer doesn't apply. But without the details now, the chumer does apply to bosu l'cholov. Okay, it does apply to bosu l'cholov. So therefore, if that's the case, then how we can say that's another reason why saying something is bosu l'cholov davon may have an actual halachic ramification. The shach, not all of them, though they're by all also. Okay, now, going back to Sun Pei Zion, okay, the shach doesn't like these, the rejects this anyways, okay. The shach rejects, a lot of this thing from the Bach, a clever approach, but the shach says that it's not correct, okay. I can find it here, it's a grip, unfortunately, but I'll have to read that out. Okay, so, I'll look it down. So, all right. The Shach, but both the Shach and the Taz reject this chaf, so to speak, from the from the Bach. You know, it's clever. They reject it for a couple of reasons. Let's see what the Shach has to say. One of the pages missing it. Okay, he calls the two. He calls the Bach. Anyway, he says number one. Shach, he doesn't like this lumdus. So he says two reasons. He says, first of all, we don't find any post can say it. Okay, and that's not exactly a rejection of Bach. The we never find any concept of Bosu called Rabban on this kind of thing. It's the right thing. Okay, but he also said something else. There's no, he says an important rule. He says, for the Rabbanon to be in effect, there has to be a reason. Why would the Rabbanon? Would the Rabbanon out of the clear blue not just going to say, oh, we're going to call this Bosu called so that Chatichanas Nevela apply. That's a result. But the Rabbanah had to have had a motivation for answering something. For example, the Aser B'Sar Oaf, even though it's Torah permits B'Sar Oaf, Rabbanah and Aser B'Sar Oaf. Why? Because it'll mix people that usually associate chicken with meat, or even call it meat, dark meat, white meat, you know, people mix it up. But here, says the Shach, there's no reason to do it. Okay, there's no Zera. It's Aser already. So on what basis would the Rabbanon have to invent a new instance? There's no reason to do it, right? Yeah, the Bach is right. There's a result if you would do it. But the Shach thinks the whole thing is wrong because there's no reason for them to. You can't eat it anyway. There, the Rabbanon is always, don't do this, right? So that, you won't do that. But there's no so that over here. Okay, all right. That's what the Shach says. That it's usually Xera Otu, right? It's Rabbanan will go after something so that it won't. But here there's no so that. It's the original thing's already also in the crisis. So there's no so that. That's what he says.
Yeah. I put it on the fire and Shabbos.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate
event. Put it on a fire and Shabbos. Oh, yeah, okay, right.
What about the Bosco
Hollow? Well, it's
maybe they have the same desire. Then it's Rabbanan, and you're not allowed to put a fully quote Bosco Hollow on a slave.
Okay, but again. Okay, so
does that mean that shows?
That's like
on the fire, name of fishermen do a bar.
But we're not saying that. That's also results. We're trying to say here that horse meat should be treated as a should apply to horse meat to a bar. There is result. There are. I don't know. You can come with other results.
Why would they make it there?
Why would they make it there?
Well,
no, because next time you put on not fully cooked. Right. Here, what's the next time?
The next time he has possible colors in the refrigerator.
No, but here we're talking about why would Rabbanan say that horse meat is also the Rabbanan house possible colors? He doesn't. You know,
he
doesn't
get it mixed up with galley. Because the next guy's next door. You know, mine's next door neighbor, like a visitor. He's a fun guy, and here's what he does.
Doing what? He'll see doing what with it. He can't. He'll see you cooking him. He'll see you getting hanok from it.
Yeah.
So then, you ask a different question, Asa Hanoa, but that's not what the Torah said. Asa Achila. Now the Taz, that's the Shach has gotten, the Taz has gotten Bays, as also it was rejected for a different reason. For a different reason. He says that the whole thing is wrong. He says, the Chatichanas and the Vela, what's the reason why Chatichanas and the Vela applies by Basu Chol? Okay? Chatichanas and the Vela by Basu Chol, what is Basu Chol? It's a unique din. Basu Chol is an interesting Isser. Because you take two things which by themselves are 100% permissible, right? Glatt kosher meat, challah v'tzol milk, the best kashkachas. Okay? Everybody would eat it.
It's called glatt
or glatt. And you put them together, all of a sudden it's awesome. It's a little weird, right? So that's the whole wonder, says the Taz, by chaticha nas tzavela. What is chaticha? It becomes a new entity. Or you say, my chaticha is coming. It's an entity unto itself. It's a new product. Let's talk about chaticha nas tzavela. It's a. Why do you have to measure 60 against the whole piece of meat? Because this is not shot that it's meat that now has the milk flavor in it. It's a new entity called basar challah. It's a new item. You got to have 60 against the whole new item. It's not enough just against the challah. It's because the challah by itself is kosher. The meat by itself is kosher. Now you combine them and through bishul, so the rice you have a new entity called basar challah. So therefore, that's why chaticha. But here, says the Taz, this horse meat with milk. Even without the boss of the challah problem, it's already not kosher. So it's not a new entity. You didn't create a new iser out of Yesh Me'ayin. It was all this already existing. So that's what the Taz says. So and the same thing. And the Kursa Kesef disagrees because maybe the Kursa Kesef doesn't like that because he says, well, maybe that's the Rabbana, like you were saying. The Rabbana was. It was the Rabbana we consider like a new entity. Right? So, okay, but anyway, that's the. That's what it's mentioned over there. Yeah.
Also, we link the question
to yes, we'll get to that in a second. Now, that's the next thing. So, on the side of the page in the Yoredeya, on the side of the page in the Yoredeya, you have what's called the Gilyon Maharsha. And that's not the same Maharsha that we have in the back of the Gemara. In the back of the Gemara, you have the Maharsha of Shmuel Eliezer Idolus.
This is
Gilyon
okay.
So the maybe, but anyway, the Maharsha here is of Shoma Eker, the son of Rabbi Akiva Eker. The Maharsha on the page in the Yoredeya is the Gilad in the Shulchan Aruch is Gilad Maharsha. Not the same initials, but different person. Anyway, so the Gilad Maharsha here in on Siv Gimel. Just a moment. It says over here. Elamsar behemet Torah, Afshin Avela, second. Afshin Avela, Treza. He says that which the Mechaber says. Yeah. So before I get to the Marsha, so Adkan in terms of behemet Tameya. So now we said that that's the thing by non-kosher horse meat. What if it's not horse meat? What if it's cow meat, regular kosher animal? I think it's Nevela. Nevela. It wasn't that's water probably. Does Basra Chalot apply there? It's not the Shohar. So Chanukah talks about Masar Behemoth Tameh. The Mishnah talks about Tameh. So does not mention it explicitly. And this is the Mishnah, by the way. The Mishnah is not the Mishnah where I read to you before, Kufiyat Gimel. The Mishnah talks about Masar Behemoth Tameh or Chalom Behemoth Tameh, but doesn't speak about Nevela. Interestingly enough. Okay, so what does Nevela fit into the mix in terms of Basar Chalom? Not as clear. So the Shlomo Eger writes here, Gilyon Maharsha, when the Mechama writes, Enonoi, Ela Masar Behemoth Tahorah, Bechalom Behemoth Tahorah, says the Shlomo Eger, Apshu Nevela, O Trefoy. Even that's included. It is Basu Chalom. Okay, it is going to be Basu Chalom. Even with not like Behemoth Tameh, it's the veil and flavor, it goes by the species. It is a kosher species, so that's already going to be called Basu Chalom. So claims the Gilyon Maharsha over here. Okay, what? One second. So let's see, we'll get to it in a second. So the Pitzchei Tshuva, we're saying it'll count that I have it, and Bishul also. The kasha there could only say it's Rabbana. Here it's going to say the Raisa. That's what you're saying.
The Raisa is two different moments. I'm still.
So anyway, so says that's what he says. The Pisrei Tshuva, here it's a cotton vol on the same Siman Pei Zayin. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes the tells us to look at the Dogma Vavah. Okay, based on a Rambam. Then he quotes the truth from Sofer. But we want to get back to Dogma Rav in a second because it was very far, come across a very interesting thing here. Okay, first of all, I also mentioned quickly the Prima Gadim on Yoredeya. So like in many places, the Klima Gadam has a little, has an introduction, what we call the Psicha, the Hilchos Basu B'chol, the Psicha. So in the Psicha, the Hilchos Basu B'chol, the Masa Oda Daber, he writes, Oda Daber Kimat Regen, let me speak for another minute, Eza Basu B'chol, Asa B'chil, Avam in the Torah, Uder Chlishul, and so on and so forth, and he talks about the different types of the animals, and he also seems to say, does the Klima Gadam, he talks about a similar question. This is from the debate of a chela. Let's say I have chela from a kosher animal. And then we eat the meat, but the chela we can't eat. The chela from a kosher animal we can't eat. Right, those are things you have to separate out. The chela exactly. The chela b'cholav. That's exactly what he's talking about. The chela b'cholav, he says it's going to be osur b'hano. Okay, min ha-Torah. It's like the Marsha said about it, the Shor Eder said about Tana Bailey, he said the same thing. But now we come to a very interesting situation. Rosira mentioned before that Isser Chal Isser. The Gemara talks about Chela B'chol. You have to watch your vowels, but there's no vowel vocalization in the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Let's find it now. From Ami Rabasi, here it is. Itmar. Hamavasho Chela B'chol. Okay, instead of Bas B'chol, Chelav b'cholav. The chelav is meat from the animal. It's fat. It's from the animal. Marasha chelav b'cholav. Amir rasi chad amar loke lechad amar enoch. The loke is going to be a gemara. The raisa. Okay. Now, the Gemara has four different ways of learning machloke. Leva b'hokem etzuki. Manda amar loke kusover isur chalav iser. What's the? We already have chelav is already usher, right? Chelav is already usher to eat. Now, if you mix that with milk and you eat it. So certainly you're going to get, eating chelev, but according to the one who's, the way this man I was learning, the one who says, you're loke here, means you're also loke, as Rashi says, you're going to get a second set of lashes for Basu Chalv as well. You'll get Malchus for chelev, okay? You get the punishment, and on top of that, now you're going to get extra Malchus, right? So, sometimes you can't even have a set of Malchus. You can get more than one set of Malchus.
Right,
you get the longer later on, right? Consecutive is okay, but one for the other. The joke somebody told me, a guy was pretended for many years to be a Kohen, so he got the first Aliyah. And then at the end, when he died, so he was taken up to Shamayim, he was punished. So they gave him a set of Malchus for pretending he was a Kohen. And then he said, okay, he survived the Malchus, he's about to leave, and so he's got to give you a second set of Malchus. The wife said, didn't come leaving. Okay, anyway, so the guy here is going to get the extra punishment. So, Manda Amar, Macharam Alokharam Manda. The first interpretation is, he says, Manda Amar Loke, Kosovo Yisuchal Yisr, Manda Amar Ena Loke, Kosovo Ena Yisuchal Yisr, that could be the Machloke. And the Gemara says, "Lo, the Kula Alam everyone agrees, ain't it sochali? Achila, the Kula Alam alo pligi, the low lucky. Ain't it sochali? So means you can't. One iser can't pile onto another iser. Once it's also you can't have two iserim. For the case of Yesh Harvey, did lots of different things. He plowed, and it was on Shabbos, and it was also on Kippur, and it was the Kilai and all the other things that he did. Here, the same act, he ate something. Right? The same act. He had two of the same act. Relate that. But anyway, and it's similar. But so he says." So my daughter says, everyone agrees, Anus, Kulam Anus Chalis. Achilu come over Pligi, the low lucky. Keep Pligi on Pishul, you get Malchus of Pishul. Manda Maloka, Chadisura. One says you get Malchus, and then Chadisura, meaning it's Chalisur. And Manda Maloka, Haki Afka, Mala Achilu, Loshim Pishul. Came now Achilu, Loshim Pishul, Manda. Can't get one without the other. It's a package deal. Losavashka, these are package deal. The other person says, what do you mean? You should, why shouldn't you get Malchus of Pishul? There's no Isser, that's not Chalisur. Yisr Chalitz is on the eating, because there's no Yisr Bishol on Chalitz. There's no Yisr Bishol on Chalitz. So therefore, if he cooks the Chalitz, he should now get, at least that he should get. He can't get him from eating Basel Chalitz on top of eating the Chalitz, because there's a Yisr Chalitz, but Bishol is the, so that's the other guy said. And the other one said, no, it's a package deal. Either the Yisr Bishol Basel Chalitz of Yisr of Basel Chalitz applies, or it doesn't. Third answer. Either I'm a Bishol Chalitz, I'll open the lock, and not everybody agrees you get for Bishol for that reason. The bishul slept on the achil the other way. And the last opinion is, Avibai's, and the last opinion is, I am a mar, 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 One guy says you get Malchus, one guy says you don't get Malchus. The guy says Malchus says you get Malchus of Bishul. The other guy says don't get Malchus, you don't get Malchus of Achila. Anyway, there are four different ways to learn that Gemara. All right. Anyway, I said all that. Okay. So that's exactly what all that. So quickly, not to sleep. It took me longer to get through that, but it's sound interesting. Take a look in the Rambam. So that's exactly what we're going to phrase the question. So let's say it. Okay. We know as a general rule, the rule is anus or chalas. Once something is usher, it can't be more usher. Okay. It's usher. That's it. However, it's not entirely true. There are sometimes cases where we'll say you can violate Tuisur. For example, if the Tuisur happen, because they come about at the same time. Okay, there are many examples of Sugis and Yavam. It's a major Sugis. It's been weeks just on an issue of Anus and Chalas. I'm sure there are many pages. Okay, right. There are many pages. I'm quite sure. So, for example, let's say you have when I violate the Tuisur at the same time, if I have relations with my wife of my brother. So that's two things at once, Eishas Ach and Eishas Ish. Right? So you have, what do you mean, Eishas Ach, that is a Chal, is there? One Issa didn't come on top of the other, both came at the same time, it's called Basachar. Okay, Basachar. So that's an exception. Then there's something called Issa Mosif. Okay, Issa Mosif is when you have an Issa, and now it applies to more people. The second Issa makes it apply to more people. So for example, you have a woman with an Almana. Okay, so an Almana, she's also a Tokhan Gadol. Now she married somebody, she got divorced, and now she's an Amona and a Gusha. Now she's more people. So that's not called Issa Chalis, so that'll apply, you'll get Malchus above it. Or for example, that's one example of Issa Moshe. There's something called Issa Kolel, where the second Issa includes the first Issa, but it's broader. Okay, for example, the person eats Machalos of Suris on Yom Kippur. So Machalos of Suris, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat a lot of things, not eat anything. Now I eat machos and suris. Now I eat kosher food. I don't eat kibbutz. So I eat machos and kibbutz. That's called the different. Okay. Anyway, those are some of the exceptions. Very quickly, trying to get to what I want to get to in terms of punchline or one punchline. But back to the conclusion someone asked before about pet food or whatever. Okay, if we take a look, so lechora whatever Zinni said is correct. Why not say over here if we have an issur of let's say nevela, okay, nevela, and the halacha is that now I eat the meat of an avela, but now that I mix it with milk, we should say that it's not anus or chalas because there's some new factors brought in. If it's basa b'cholav, it's not only asa b'achila, but it's also asa b'bishan hanah. The avela you're allowed to sell to a guy. In fact, all the time they do it. Sometimes in the kosher slaughterhouse, when if they have something that messed up, yeah, probably every day. You know, if they found a problem with the animals, they sell it to another guy. You're not allowed to make a permanent panos, a different torah and machal sort. But, you know, that's what they do. Because, you know, that's probably okay. You're allowed to sell it to. But once it's basu chol, it's also b'hanon, it's also b'vishul as well. So once we say that, we should say, well, if that's the case, the issur basu b'chol is chal. And we're not worried about any issur chal issur. So therefore, and he should talk to get the double malchus, you get the malchus for eating it also, because the whole. Most of the Sudan and Gemara came out that Anus, most of the sheep, those four permutations, came out Anus or Chal Isser, but this is something extra brought in, the Basu Cholot. So that's really the question. Right? There are some who hold, we'll see what Talmud says. Take a look at the Rambam. Okay, very quickly. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuras in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. We'll have to move to finish up. No, Perek Tes. Yeah, here it is. Okay, Perek Tes Halacha Vav. He writes, Hamavasho bar mesa, that's nevela, o chela who kill to behem, the relative of Mechalov, local bishul. He doesn't get Malchus of bishul. But he says, there ain't a local chilos in shum basa Mechalov, but you won't get Malchus for eating basa Mechalov. She ain't isser basa Mechalov chal al isser nevela, o isser chela. The isser basa Mechalov cannot be chal on an isser nevela or an isser chela. She ain't kam, it's low isser tolo, below isser mosa, below isser basaka. It doesn't meet any of the qualifications. Okay, that's the problem. It seems not to. The Rambam says it does. But the problem is, you know, the Rambam himself says elsewhere, in Parak Yudalad of Hilchos Machalos Asuras, quickly, Parak Yudalad Halacha Yudches. And again, so obviously nobody knows it cannot bother by this. So when you look at the Rambam, Parak Yudalad of Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Halacha Yudches, where he spells out these things, he says, Klar Biyarnu, important Rambam to know, Yudalad Halacha Yudches. Klar biyarnu she'ein isuchal iser ella im hayushnei isurim boim kacha o she'isur mosiv o isur kolo. Aficha yesh ochol kazayis echor velochol chamesh malkiel. Okay, Kaitan, as long as it's warm and so on. You don't tongue a shachol because I have chayrus and those tamei mutasim and then kippur. You know what the money, you know, cases you can do many things at once. Okay, now in your test, the lama chal kan Israel. He says shebehem azu ha'isa chal ba'asu. That's why I say why it's a kolam. But then he says the isra hanah is added on. He says the isra hanah there wasn't an effect, and now the responsible chol became also hanah. So the lama clearly holds over there that isra hanah is considered a reason that the new isra should apply. So what's going on over here? So this is what everybody wonders about. Okay, I don't have time now. It's getting late. So just, you know, the Lecha Mishnah here talks about it. The Mishnah HaMelech, one of several page Mishnah HaMelech. So one of the pages, they both say more or less the same thing. Well, it's true. They basically, the Rambam doesn't mean it. He says there definitely is an Issa Hanah. He just says you don't get Malkus of Issa Hanah. And the Mele, you can't get Malkus of Yisrael Achil, but it's still Usr. It's still Bas of the Chalav, but you're not, when Ram is Bas, it's in a local if you're Usr, Bas of the Chalav, because the Isr of Hanah is not a strong enough Isr to select it. It's a little hard to figure out what he means. Okay, so the Radvaz is a Tshuva, you know, in the fifth Chalak of Tshuva's Radvaz. I'll finish up. The fifth Chalak of Tshuva's Radvaz is called Shal's Tshuva's Radvaz, Lulushonos HaRambam. The whole volume is questions that people ask them about the Sheikh of the Rambam. So this is from the Reish Mem Hei in that group. Overall, it's true. Elof Tav Reish Chet. Okay. So basically, he also says somehow they're all basically saying that somehow the Yisro Hanah is a little bit weaker in some ways. Okay, and therefore does not strong enough to bring along with it the Yisro Achila. And let's remember, he said, because you don't have a pasuk feeling like Yisro Hanah brought out it directly. Most of us should be. Anyway, these answers are very, very difficult. What's interesting is, and this will kind of end. The Rambam himself says a very, very interesting point. In, of all places, in the Perish HaMishnayis, in Croesus. Okay, now most people, I'm not familiar with that many Perish HaMishnayis, the Rambam in Croesus. It's Paragil Mishnah Dalet. The reason some people are familiar with it is because here the Rambam introduces what he calls a Nekuda Nifla. The famous Nekuda is an astounding point, an important point. I think he used that phrase elsewhere too, but this is the famous Nekuda Nifla. The one the people learn the other day, if they learn to know the Rambam in the Parish of Shai's priest. And he says as follows. It's very interesting. He says, I'll read it to you and then we'll finish. Reish Masha Nathana Sama Akshav Nekuda Nifla. Okay. And I'm telling you too, Shemavtech Vinyon Achayim. This is a key to other things. Okay. And basically, the Hushia Dua, Shabbos Vachol Asu Barno. Okay. Bos Vachol is Asu Barno. Okay. But he says, why isn't it? Well, there ain't no Chal, Isu Bos Vachol, Isu Chayla, Arkasha. Okay, which was what he said to Mr. Torah, he says here too. Never mind the catchy answer. Well, he doesn't really mean it is also. And by the way, the others say that the whole Rambam, you know, is a bad translation. That's some place he writes here. What he says here doesn't make sense. It's a translation from the Arabic. He's missing. Whatever. But let's read what he wrote. He says, because the Isser of Hanah by Pasa B'Cholav is not a separate Isser, it's a byproduct or a function of the Isser Achil. So therefore, that can't count as something to be added on top of an Issa Achila. Issa Hanah and Issa Achila are very closely interconnected, the Rambam says. It's the same Issa, basically. Okay,
well,
okay. But he says over here, he says, and he distinguishes. When it comes to something like Kachim or something like Avodah Zarah, the Issa Hanah exists as its own entity. It's not a function of Issa Achila. Okay, could I have some of what is ours? There's no Issa Achila at all. There's just Hanah. Okay, and a question to it. So he says in those areas, but he says that by Basu B'Cholav, we say, Ein Issa Chal Issa, but Ein Echanami. The Rambam is saying what he means, and it's consistent in both places. The Kudun of Flaw's point is, Ein Echanami, you're not going to get Malkus for eating a Nevela with milk, like a shana vela, it's also to eat for sure. It's available, it's not going to be in Bezdin Yisra'anah, and Mela can't be Yisra'achil either. The Yisra'anah can't schlep along Yisra'achil, it's the other way around. Yisra'achil is strong in Yisra'anah, that's the Rambam. Both Rabbi Chana Wasserman and the Kovitz, I'll just give them our mocha, we don't have time to say it now, but the Kovitz are Oros and Yivamas in Sinan Lamed, in those bays, Gimel, Zalad, discusses this matter, and he says it's like Hanah is like a tolda of Yisra Achila. I don't mean it literally, I was told, but it's like a, you know, it's It's the same iser. It's just like saying it's only done 10 times. There's only one iser. So achil and hana are intertwined. Of salvation, it was shared by Reichman printed in the Shilas Shilim on the Yevamos. On a daf lamed beis and beis, he also printed. He has a little lashon. He says basuchol of iser tafelu. Hana basuch. Hana is iser tafel. Like iser and tafel. In other words, hana is a byproduct of achil. A meler, it can't bring on an iser hana onto the, and once it can't do, I can't bring on an additional iser achil either. But meler, what comes out from all of this is that it's an iser hana. There is no iser hana by achil itself. And the Dogel Mervava, when this I finish, the Dogel Mervava here in your days of Pesach says, based on this Rambam, it should be mutter to get hana from chelev or nevela with milk, and that's an afkamina for pet food. If many pet foods are could be kosher, could be beef, could be kosher meat. You know, it wasn't slaughtered properly, but it could be kosher species. If I'm not, I don't know what the ingredients are, but according to this Dogel Mervava, it would be permissible. A double brother says at the end, perhaps only chasakah. Well, it could be there was, but the point is that even it was cooked together. But it's not going to be. There's no iser achila on this. You don't want any because right and why? What about the iser hanah? The iser hanah, the way the Rambam puts it here, the iser hanah has to when the iser hanah is generated by the iser achila. Since there's no iser achila because it's already iser achila. So therefore, it can't bring, it can't be Gadas Anan, it's not catch us along with it. So therefore, according to this view, you could use it. Nafkamil would be, let's say, like I said before, we don't want to cook in a restaurant. Or let's say you work in a hospital, delivering food, non-kosher basu cholok to, again, the average cheeseburger probably is beef. No, it's not. That's a further question, how far removed is your benefit? You're getting paid for lots of things, including that. Anyway, but according to the Dalai Lama entertained, there's a possibility that you could feed, it would be okay, according to the Kuran of Dalai Lama, there would be no Isser Hanah, strange as it sounds, there would be no Isser Hanah on the veil of milk, because you have nothing alone, you can't bring on the Isser Achil, and the male can't bring on the Isser Hanah, because they kind of grow together. So that's again, a little insight into this. I don't think there is, actually. Okay, we'll stop over here.